Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Waking Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Waking Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's a hump day. I hope you have a smile on your face. Here's what's on tap for tonight. And we're going to be all over the place. From female pool players, don't worry, we're not going to spend a bunch of time on that, to the newest, well, the funding bill that passed the House. Criminals now beating cops wide in the open. In the Tranny Thanksgiving Day Parade, all that, so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, but I actually want to begin here. And this, just walk through this with me, all right? Some of this stuff may be difficult to take in, but it's stuff we have to talk about and stuff we have to acknowledge. First, I'm going to play you some things. Some of these things are new. Some of these things are old. They're going to seem like they're separate from one another, but I'm just going to ask, just for the purposes of our show tonight, I'm going to ask that you stay with me. All right? Stay with me. I promise I'm going somewhere with this. All right? Just stay with me. So let's begin with the vice president. Dome.
And in this environment where it feels like there are forces that are trying to divide us, let's renew our sense of connection with each other and reinforce the importance of our unity. I think that's really important.
Renew our sense of unity. Why can't we all get along? Let's come together, guys. Okay. All right. Just put that in your back pocket. I'm going to play for you John Kerry. This isn't new. It's not that old, but it isn't new. If you listen to the show for a long time, you've heard it before. John Kerry is a wildly influential human being on the world stage, in governments, in the corporate world. I wish he wasn't. You wish he wasn't, but he is. I want you to listen to John Kerry.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, and we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture, is front and center as part of the solution. But with a growing population.
I'm going to cut him off just for time purposes. You heard what he said. You understand exactly what he means. Agriculture has to be part of the solution, after all. And then he goes on to lament the growing population. You see, the world's elites now are very comfortable, more bold than they've ever been. They're very comfortable announcing their intention to reduce the food supply so human beings can die off. They're honest about it all the time now. If you're still denying it, I'm sorry, you're a moron who lives in a world of make-believe because they announce it all the time. Here's President Biden.
We all must summon the common will to actually address the existential threat of accelerating climate change. It's real. It's serious. We don't have a lot of time. It is the single greatest threat to humanity.
Okay. Biggest threat to humanity. They're attacking your food supply. Don't worry, I'm going somewhere with this. Now let's go to Merrick Garland. Keep in mind, as you listen to this, he's being interrogated by Representative Drew out of New Jersey. But keep in mind, Merrick Garland is the Attorney General. He is the top law enforcement officer in the United States of America. He's over the FBI, all these other organizations. He's technically the big cheese. Now, I want you to listen as he's questioned about the FBI infiltrating your church.
You agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists, yes or no?
Let me answer what you've said in that long list of I'll be happy to answer all of those.
Attorney General, through the chair, I ask you, do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Okay.
Answer I have no idea what the traditional means here.
The Catholics, idea, let me Catholics just, that go I to church.
Your, may I answer your question?
Yes
the
or
idea
no.
That so-
can't even answer the question. Why can't he answer the question? Well, you know why he can't and won't answer the question. Because he does believe that. And here in the U.S. of Gay, Catholicism is a heretic religion, and they intend to blow it up. Don't worry, I'm almost done. Now, final one. This is someone you probably never even heard of before. Her name's Brenda Mallory. She's on the Council of Environmental Quality. Yes, that's a thing. I want you to listen to Brenda Mallory. Again, these sound disjointed and separate. They're not. Listen to this.
From energy, clean energy and clean transit to affordable and sustainable housing to resilience and restoration, we're embedding environmental justice principles into the DNA of federal agencies and directing billions of dollars to where they are needed most.
Part of our DNA. Climate justice. That's open anti-white racism, in case you're wondering what that is. But climate justice is being woven into the DNA of federal agencies. Now, and this is going to sound way separate, but this is the last thing. Just you've stayed with me throughout this whole thing. Just this is the last one. The House just passed, with really no major protests whatsoever, the continuation of funding of the federal government at its current levels, meaning they funded fully, Republicans and Democrats, every single thing you just heard right there. Here's Representative Mike Johnson.
So the latter CR, the two-step CR, everybody calls it something different. It's a new innovation. But it's going to change the way we've done this. We have broken the fever. We are not going to have a massive omnibus spending bill right before Christmas. That is a gift to the American people. To break it up and put it into January 19th for the...
That's him explaining to you why you got such a good deal that they didn't cut a single thing. They didn't cut Merrick Garland, the DOJ. It was actually funny. I saw just the other day, Mike Johnson came out and endorsed Donald Trump for president. Wrap your mind around how Republican this is. Have you ever heard of anything more Republican than this? On the day Mike Johnson endorses Donald Trump for president, he negotiated funding fully the investigation by the DOJ and the FBI into Donald Trump. The persecution of Donald Trump was just fully funded by Mike Johnson on the same day he announced he wants MAGA to win it all. Is that not the most Republican thing you've ever heard? Okay. So they funded everything. They continue to give Democrats every single thing they want. And that brings me to this, which will be our focus for just a little bit on the show, and then we're going to move on to tranny Thanksgiving Day parades and other things. I'm looking at this headline right after Mike Johnson was elected speaker. This one is from the New Yorker, I believe. Headline: the nice guy who finished first. Mike Johnson made it to speaker mostly by not making enemies. Let's have a talk, shall we? I have a different view of what makes people good or what makes people nice than most people. I admit that to you. I have a different view of that. But whether your view matches my view, let's set that aside for our purpose. Evil, evil communist Marxism has been woven into every single part of the American fabric. Every single part of it. It has infected everything. The elites are attacking our food supply. They're sending their law enforcement agencies against any political enemy who may attempt to stand against them. They are already in your church, or they're coming for your church. We already know this from not only whistleblowers, from a memo that was out there. They are in your church. The federal government is coming for your church. These people have woven anti-white racism, by their own words, into the DNA of every federal agency in this country. So I have to say something, and you may not like it, but you do need to hear me, and you better understand that I am 100% correct. We will not nice guy our way out of our current situation. This is exactly why I expressed the words of caution when Mike Johnson was appointed Speaker of the House. And I said, I like Mike Johnson, and he's the furthest right there is. And I'm going to give him some mistakes. I'm going to make allowances for him. You remember I said that, because the institution is more powerful than the man. So I am doing that here. So this isn't even necessarily about Mike Johnson. This is about the mentality on the right. This is about nursery rhyme conservatism that believes we can nice our way out of this, live and let live our way out of this, let's compromise our way out of this, let's come together like Dome just said, let's renew our connection with each other. There is no nice guying our way out of this situation. The cancer is in the bones. It's in the bones. You ever known somebody with bone cancer? Maybe you've experienced it in your own life. Was it easy to get it out? Oh, I'm not done yet. We're going to keep talking here in a minute. You know what? Let's just pause on that for just a brief moment and come back. Let's talk. Well, the wife's a little sick. She was laid out on the couch. She had, of course, worked herself into the ground and laid herself out on the couch about the time I was leaving. And what did I see on the way out the door? The big, fluffy idiot, Fred, jumping up on top of her and just curling up on top of her to make her feel better. And did I yell and scream because the dog was on the couch? Yes. I don't care, though. She knows I don't. He knows I don't. Because I want that dog to keep doing that for a very long time. He is a blessing for me and my family. That's the reason I give Fred rough greens. Because I don't want 10 years of that. I want 14 years. I want 15 years. Fred doesn't get those 14 or 15 years without nutrition. It's not possible. No living thing can survive that long without nutrition. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. Let your dog live longer and better. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. I'm going to finish up this thought and we're going to move on. They're just beating cops out in the open now and our tranny Thanksgiving Day parade and Biden meeting with Xi. And I have all these other things to get to. And everyone's going to take what I'm doing and what I just did as a big anti-Mike Johnson rant. You can take it that way or not. I really don't give a crap. Again, I don't fall in love with politicians. even ones I like. None of them. Congressmen, senators, running for president, I'll dump them all on the side of the road in half a second if they tick me off. They're all rental cars. And they'll all do the same thing to you, by the way. And I know you think your guy won't. No, not whoever, fill in the blank. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And he probably has already done it. But anyway, set that aside. This is about the nursery rhyme conservatism that has infected the right. I remember it was more than this one article I read. It was person after person after person, right after Mike Johnson assumed the speakership, talked about how nice he was and how much he got along with everybody. And he didn't even make enemies. How in the world can you live in a country with this much evil all around you and not have enemies? It's the biggest red flag in the world. When I hear somebody political, whether it be an elected person or whoever, when I hear somebody say something along the lines of, I get along with everyone, oh, I know exactly who I'm not going to be sitting in a fighting hole with. That is maybe the biggest red flag in the world. And look, hey, I love nice. I love laid back. I love peace. I want peace. That's not my call. I didn't make this call. I didn't tear through this culture like a blowtorch through butter. I didn't do this. You didn't do this. I preferred to live in peace with my fellow man. They called me a white supremacist.
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't choose this. You didn't choose this. Once you are involved in a culture war, or a real one, but once you're involved in a culture war, you cannot nice guy your way out of it. That is not how it works at all. We have got to start making enemies. We have got to start doing things that are uncomfortable and oftentimes unpopular. If the Republican Party platform is to do things that are going to be popular with the system, with the system's media, with the system's entertainers, with the system's educators, if that's the Republican Party platform, well, then just turn in your voter card and start voting Democrat because it's already over. We cannot get out of this without making enemies. We can't. And this is why I've explained to all the nursery rhyme conservatives out there, and there are so many of them, well, we just need George Washington. He never told a lie. Oh, yes, he did. Shut up. This is why I've tried to explain over and over and over again. I'm not telling you to be bad. I'm not telling you to be mean. I'm not telling you any of those things. But I am here to tell you this. If people don't think you're mean, if the communists in your life, whoever they are, whether it be a fellow employee, whether it be a neighbor, liberal Aunt Peggy, whoever it is, if they don't consider you to be mean, abrasive, combative, you're useless. Useless. Now is the time we must be bolder than we have ever been. We must speak hard truths to people who think hard truths are actual violence. That's the truth. That's the reality of it. For too long, these people have been coddled over and over and over and over again. They've been coddled. They've been coddled by the nice guys. They've been coddled by the people who, we're not making any enemies. And now the cancer is in the bones, as I said. It's woven into the DNA. There's not a polite way to yank this much communism out of the federal government, out of the education system, out of your community. Did you know that you should refuse to speak or associate with anybody who's employed by the FBI? Did you know that? It should be a mark of social shame when you walk in and say you're in the FBI. It should be. That person should be treated like a prostitute, which is essentially like what they are. But it's not. Still in normie norm circles? Oh, FBI, wow, that's really cool. Do you have a badge? Can I see it? Instead of treating these people like the subhuman vermin like they are, instead of treating these people like the Cheka agents who will end the United States of America, instead, Norm and Norma, we still can't get over it. We have got to start being so much more abrasive and so much less nice. All right? All right. Let's talk about our tranny parade. See if we can nice guy our way out of this one. New Thanksgiving parades, bunch of trannies. Before we get to that, practice with your weapon, please. I actually had a text message from a Green Beret friend of mine right before the show. He said to me, it was really cryptic. He said, man, it's getting bad out there. You ready? And I said, could you be specific? Are you talking about the weather? And he was talking about the breakdown of the justice system and the violent crime in the streets. And he said, are you ready? Are you practiced with your weapon? When have you trained? Have you trained enough? Do you have a place to go to? He's already hammering me about it. And I told him, brother, I got my Mantis X. He's the one who recommended it to me. You know, that's what the Green Berets train with, right? Mantis X. I said, I'd practice with my Mantis X. My family practices with theirs. We are getting faster and deadlier every day. And that makes me sleep better at night. It makes me sleep better at night that even when I'm not home, the people in my home shoot the balls off a gnat because of Mantis X. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. This is for experienced pros. It's for beginners who've never even shot a weapon, and it's for everyone in between. They will get you good in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
I'm Buzz Knight, and I'm the host of the Taking a Walk podcast.
John Oates.
Great songs endure, and I'm very proud and happy to know that I was part of something that will endure.
I talk with musicians and get the inside stories behind their music.
Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I rarely work things out. I like to go off the cuff and try to grab things out of the air while you're playing the song and try to catch a little magic.
Listen to Taking a Walk on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Tastes that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Jacob Goldstein. I used to host a show called Planet Money. Now I'm starting a new show. It's called What's Your Problem? Every week on What's Your Problem, entrepreneurs and engineers describe the future they're going to build once they solve a few problems. How do you build a drone delivery business from scratch?
Our customers, they want us to do this unbelievably reliably in the storms, no matter what, and hundreds of times a day.
How do you turn a wild dream about a new kind of biology into a $10 billion company?
We didn't have a particular technology. We didn't have a way of making money. It was a great way to start a company. I highly recommend
What could go wrong? How do you sell millions of dollars worth of dog ramps for wiener dogs in the middle of a pandemic?
We're working with 400 influencers, and the majority of them are actually not a person, but it's actually a dog.
I can tell you right now, the dog ramp guy has some very interesting problems. Listen to What's Your Problem on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
we all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get away from that nice guy talk for a little bit. I want to talk about the Thanksgiving Day parade really quickly. I want to do something first. There's a headline and an email I want to read for you. Just stay with me for a second, all right? Brutes pummel NYPD cop who asked them to stop smoking at a New York City subway station. Cop walks up to these guys, tells them stop smoking. They just start beating on him. You wonder why NYPD retirements are through the roof and why the NYPD is not only losing its best people, it's filling up its department with a bunch of dirtball diversity hires who are not going to solve any crimes because good cops don't want to exist in this kind of an environment. Can you even imagine? Can you even imagine if this cop had done the same thing and pulled out his weapon and killed at least one of these guys? Because that's the appropriate police response across the country when two men are assaulting violently a police officer. He has to assume his life is in danger and respond with deadly force. But because these dudes were black, we all know that this cop would end up in state prison in New York for the rest of his life. So instead, you have to sit there and just take it on the chin. In this case, actually take it on the chin. And this is why they're retiring and leaving. And I just want to marry that one with this. Dear Oracle, I just wanted to write and thank you for encouraging me to leave the communist state of Massachusetts and move to the great state of Red, Oklahoma. My wife and I have 6 kids and we homeschool. Had a great job as a firefighter. During COVID, I was threatened for being fired for not getting the vaccine. Increased regulations on homeschooling. My wife and I prayed a lot about it, talked about it, and although I loved my job, I was not getting the jab and we were going to continue homeschooling our children no matter what. Made a list of things that were important to them, packed a 26-foot moving truck, drove it to Oklahoma, looked at a rent house, unloaded the truck in the storage unit, flew back the next morning after sleeping in the truck in a Walmart parking lot. My wife closed on our house that morning, picked me up from the airport, and we drove to visit her parents, so on and so forth. He goes on, the feeling of freedom and being around like-minded people makes everything worth it. I encourage anyone thinking about moving to a freedom-loving state to do it. Love your show. Keep up the great work. Says I can use his name. His name is Jeremy. The state of Oklahoma not only got Jeremy, a firefighter, got his lovely wife, an entire family. Can you imagine how wonderful those kids probably are? He goes on to say they're expecting their 7th. 7 kids raised in that environment, in a homeschooling environment. Those have to be the best freaking people in the world. And another communist state lost them, but a red state got them. You want to live in a place where the street animals aren't encouraged to beat up the cops? You got to move. I know that's hard to hear. Believe me, I know it is. You got to move. I have never to this day. And you know what? You're welcome to email me love, hate, death threats. And you're welcome to email me this if you have one. But Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. To this day, I have never gotten a single email from somebody who has moved because of our encouragement on the show and regretted it. Every single one, to a man, to a woman. It's best thing ever. Jesse, life is better. Jesse, life is different. I'm telling you, I know there are sacrifices involved, and I know sometimes you can't, right? Family, work, school, I know. I understand that. Full disclosure, look, I'm just leveling with you right now. It's you and me talking. We are going to move out of this part of Texas and maybe out of Texas as a whole. Now, Texas is red. I want you to move to Texas. I'm not discouraging you from that. we're just have not been pleased with some things here and the environment. We're not in Houston proper, but we're in the Houston area because they went the whole Soros prosecutor route. The violent crime has gotten so bad, it's starting to bleed out into other parts of the area. One day, not going to be today, for school reasons we can't, but one day we're gone too. I am not going to live around the animals. And if you want to continue to live around the animals, it's your business. But me and mine, we are not. All right? All right. Now, let's talk about something else. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, that the United States of America, that no, forget about the United States of America. Every single country, every single one in the history of the world had a religion and has a religion. That does not mean you have to believe this or believe that. What you believe is up to you. I'm not your dad. I'm not your pastor. I'm not talking about that. But you have to understand that nations have them. Why do nations have them? What is the purpose of it? Well, we'll set everything else aside. Let's just make it about this planet. Why do we have them? Well, that's how a nation decides, honestly, what its laws should or shouldn't be. You can freak out about that. Ah, it's not a theocracy. I don't care what you say. If you went to a tiny Indian tribe in the year 1700, they had a religion they practiced, and the laws of that Indian tribe, they were laws that were set up because of the religion. The religion of your tiny tribe or huge nation, what it is, the religion, it's the sun. Everything else orbits around it. The law, the people, everything else. Every single country has one. You walk into Poland to this day, you're going to see shades of Catholicism every freaking where. Everywhere. You walk into Israel this day. We just got back in July. It's the first time I'd ever been. Wow. A whole lot of references to Judaism in Israel. You walk into Saudi Arabia. You think there's going to be a bit of Islam on display. Nations have religions. There is no such thing as a nation without one. So if you're busy getting rid of the one you have, you should understand you're not going to end up with a religionless nation. Nation, you are going to end up with a new religion. And now we have ours. In case you thought we could nice guy our way out of this, I remember as a child, well, it was a brutal memory, to be honest with you, but still a pleasant memory. It's kind of both. What was that memory? My sister, I have an older sister, I love her, and my mom, every Thanksgiving, they would insist on watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. It was part of the Kelly household plan every single year. And I would complain, you know, I was a young man. I would complain, I don't want to watch some stupid parade. But watching those two enjoy it, it's one of the lasting memories I have of my family, of time at home. It's something that, honestly, I roll my eyes and scoff at it. It puts a smile on my face. The Kelly family sat down for the Thanksgiving Day parade every single year. My dad's complaining and I'm complaining, but whatever. We're eating. Let the girls enjoy it. This year, you can't sit down and watch the Thanksgiving Day parade. Why? Because America has a new religion. This year, the Thanksgiving Day parade, sponsored by Macy's, it's going to be, quote, a trans extravaganza. You see, no longer are families, normal families, going to be able to sit down and watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade unless you want a bunch of penises waved in your face. It is despicable what has happened to the United States of America. And the disdain I have for people who are sitting by watching it happen without a care in the world. You know what really makes me mad? What really makes me mad about this is knowing that all the normie norms and normas out there will watch that parade and they'll even scoff at it. Oh, what is this? And they still won't get off their butt and go vote in a local election somewhere. It makes me sick to my stomach. All right, we're going to get to some emails before I get back to everything else. Before we do that, let's focus on something good, something wonderful. You know, we did a very special Medal of Honor Monday this week. Go download the podcast if you missed it. It's worth listening to. I think that went about an hour. We did history and stuff like that. But as part of it, we were honoring the fallen Night Stalkers. We just lost five Night Stalkers. Hilo Cruz in the Mediterranean. And this is part of why I love Tunnel to Towers so much. Because here we are in peacetime, and we have those five brave heroes who died, leaving families behind. And you think, well, who's going to be there for them? Who's going to help them? Tunnel to Towers is there for these people. Not just when it's popular, not just when it's in the news, not just when it's sexy. Tunnel to Towers comes alongside these families to provide real, genuine help. A paid off mortgage, a new community to live in, help, real help that means so much to them. I want you to know that's where your $11 a month goes. And if you haven't signed up to give that yet, do that now. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats. Email all that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to this. I kind of avoided it yesterday, but I guess I'm going to go ahead and address this. Nikki Haley calling for no more anonymity online. Chris, I just nailed that word right out of the gates. Anonymity. What, Chris? Oh, I forgot to tell you. I had some of the best pizza I've had in my life last night. We got a brand new Little Caesars in town. And hold on. I'm not being sarcastic. We got a brand new Little Caesars in town. And you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Large pepperoni, $6. I've got two teenage boys, right? So I walk in. I say, hey, got any of those hot and ready pepperonis? And they said, we do. So I just Little Caesars, right? I thought, you know, it's going to be okay. It'll be okay. It's not great like it once was when I was a child. Now it's just okay. I got it. Let me tell you what, they've stepped up their game at Little Caesars. I'm officially a fan. Don't shake your head. What, Chris? Chris said, don't they have that deep dish pizza? Chris, you don't get deep dish at Little Caesars, okay? You get normal pan pizza. What are you, some kind of an amateur? You don't do that. I did see, though, and I didn't have time to order these. It's probably pretty high end. They do have crazy bread with cheese stuffed in it now. So, hey, if you're on a diet, maybe pick some of that up on the way home. Now, let's get back to the other stories of the day. Yeah, one more thing on this. In his first big showdown, this is from the New York Times, unyielding conservative yields. And they're, of course, talking about Mike Johnson, who, in his first big act as speaker, funded every single communist branch of this government in its entirety without a single penny in cuts. Funded every bit of it until January. That reminds me, have you taken your male vitality stack from Chalk today? Because T levels are very clearly in free fall. If you find yourself in any kind of a competition with scumbag communists who are trying to destroy your country, and you bow to whatever they want and get nothing in return, hey, male vitality stack from Chalk. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. There's Chalk lit powder. There's armor. But testosterone levels are in free fall, as we see from the GOP every single day. That's why everyone, not only them, but you, me, all of us, I take mine every day. I take a male vitality stack. Remember, you need 90 days. Then you'll really, really feel it. You can't even imagine how you feel after a year, 2 years. Just get one of those pill dispenser things all 7 days. I just reloaded mine today. This is the day I reload mine. Get your male vitality stack. It's three different natural herbal supplements. Get it in there every day, and you will feel like $1 million, and you won't bend over and grab your ankles the next time a communist demands something of you. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Gets you 35% off subscriptions. All right? Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Let's get to some emails. I'm so sickened by this useless party. Hey, Jesse, have you seen the pictures going on about Xi Jinping's arrival in San Francisco. The streets are lined with Chinese flags, not an American flag in sight. We are owned by the China at this point. Okay, one, I did see, and I'm going to do two different things here. I'm going to make you feel better, and I'm going to make you feel worse. Let's make you feel better, first of all. First of all, that's a very common thing nations have done throughout history, not just in the modern era, throughout history. When the leader of another nation, even a rival nation, comes to your city, you lay out the red carpet for them, make them feel super welcome. I hate the communist Chinese and I hate Xi Jinping, so I really despise all this. However, let's not make too much of it. I guarantee orders were passed down to line the streets with all the dirtball red commie flags, and that's what they did. Now, as far as making you feel worse, well, here's another reason I've told you over and over again to move. You've seen evidence of this. You've seen it pop up big time over the past couple years. After St. George Floyd died, you saw it. You saw it after Trump got elected. You're seeing it now with all this pro-Hamas stuff. What are you seeing? Forget about those individual issues. Those don't matter for our purposes. What are you seeing? Your country is full of people who hate it and hate you. Many are homegrown, educated here to hate it. Many are immigrants, legal and otherwise. They come here, use it like an open sewer, and despise it. But where they came from or how they got that way is not near as important as you coming to the realization that there are large quantities of people within the borders of the United States of America who hate it. They really genuinely do. And everyone is looking on right now at all these pro-Hamas protests across the country, and they're all taking all the wrong lessons from it. They're making it all about Israel or Islam or Judaism or whatever. They're making it all about that. That is not the right lesson to take. What you should be taking from it is the same lesson you took from the St. George Floyd protests, that there are huge quantities of violent, vile street communists in this country, on college campuses and otherwise, who all it takes is a push, a little nudge. It's like a light switch, and these people can and will be activated to go do street communist things in the streets. It's not that they're coming. It's not that those days might get here. They're here. They're all around us. We are surrounded by them. They're all around us. So what have you done to prepare yourself and your family? Again, we can suck our thumb about it. We can try to change it, and we should. That starts at the ground level. But what are you doing to make sure you and your family can get somewhere safe if things go bad? I want you to do me just, we're going to move off this, but I just want you to do a little mental experiment with me here. We'll talk about the Nikki Haley social anonymity stuff in a minute, but just do a little mental experiment here. I want you to think about all the rabid protests, including murders, that have taken place within the United States of America ever since the Hamas-Israel thing. You have all these in your head? They're going on right now. You've pictured them, right? You can picture them. That is about a conflict half a world away. Now, I want you to imagine this. Imagine the next conflict directly involves the United States of America. What do you think is going to happen on the streets of this country if the United States of America gets directly involved in a conflict anywhere? What percentage of your countrymen will take to the streets trying to burn the place down? You've already seen them. You can deny they're there, but they tell you every single day. When St. George Floyd dies, when Hamas invades Israel, every day they tell you they're right there, just ready, like a light switch. Beep! That's the sound light switches make, Chris. All right, whatever. Social media anonymity and Nikki Haley sucks. Next.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.